Lord, let your word sound clear and produce divine results in every person who's listening. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our understanding, and give us an application that we can apply this word by faith, by believing, and by hope, and it brings in the manifestation. Thank you for every question that is here today, that question will be answered by your word. We give you glory. We give you honor. Now go ahead and talk to him yourself. What you need changed in your life, go ahead and change it right on this spot. Ask him to help you change it. In your family, whatever, finances, health, whatever. Go ahead and praise him a few minutes. Lift up hands and praise him. Lift up a holy hand. Lift up a holy hand. Y'all slow. Lift up a holy hand and praise him. Thank him for all he's done. He's good God. We're thankful for it. In Jesus' name, we're prayed. Amen. You may be seated. Hebrews chapter 13. There's one verse I want to look at. Maybe I'll look at more than one verse in that chapter, give it a better understanding. Verse 12. Listen very carefully, because sometimes we have something, we're not using it. And it may be one of the greatest things that we have to cause the production of the promises and of the inheritance that God has provided for us. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
The production of the promises and the inheritance that God has already provided for us. Maybe we're living below that promise. We're living below those inheritance because of religion, because of routine. But it's time for those things to open in this season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so I want you to listen here. Without praise, you'll never be fully persuaded. I just heard that. Just now, the Lord just told me that. He said, tell them without praise, they will never be fully persuaded. Because the element of praise or the spirituality of praise bring you closer and quicker to me than anything else. I want you to get this definition down before I read. Praise is celebrating, magnifying, honoring, and glorifying God. Praise is celebrating, magnifying, honoring, and glorifying God at the same time. I want you to take note of this. Unlocking the potentials of praise in your life. There are some potentials that you have that they're only going to be validated as you begin to celebrate God, begin to honor God, begin to magnify God, begin to glorify God in everything you say and do. Are you listening to me? Now, in this verse, I'm going to read from the 12th verse. I'm Hebrews 13, right?
Yes, sir.
12th verse says, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. In other words, you cannot remain popular if you turn on the guard. When you turn on to God, you cannot expect to be totally accepted. You make your mind up already if you plan on walking with God. You know, it's not going to be a stroll down the avenue. All right. It says, verse 13, let us go forth therefore unto him. Let's leave out the camp. Let's leave out the major floor of the camp. Well, I mean, verse 13, let us go forth unto him. See what my son, look at what he said. Verse 12. They're talking about Jesus dying outside the gate for us.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they didn't want to give him a normal death. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, without normal religion, without the normal way. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp. Let's go out too. You see that? Look what he said. Go out doing what?
Bearing
his report. I'm with Jesus. You ain't going to make me shut up. Now, notice what he said in verse 14. For here we have what?
For here we have no what?
But we seek one to come. Then he tells us about praise here in this 15th verse. I got another verse I want to show you and some things I want to say to you, but I want you to receive the day of unlocking the potentials of praise in your life. Such things that when you learn to unlock the potentials of praise, the first word I have is there are certain benefits, blessings, breakthrough. Your spiritual life began to be built in such a way that you couldn't do it no other way. And things that are blocking you will be removed. Are you listening? No, this is stuff you can use tomorrow. No, today. Yeah, there's nothing to play with, you see. All right, now, notice verse 15. Read verse 15 with me. Ready? Read. All the men read that verse. Read. I might give y'all a chance. All the ladies read it. They whipped us again, man. They read it with more emphasis. There's another verse that the Lord called on my attention that is a verse that is filled with praise. And I often preach it, but I want you to see this morning in Psalm 35, 27.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't have no idea that verse was filled with so much praise.
Yes,
I taught finances out of it, but it's a powerful voice.
Yes, sir.
Start off praising it.
Yes, sir.
Start off with a shout.
Yes, sir.
Let them shout for joy. Shout. And saying, be glad.
Yes, sir.
Now notice what he says here. That favor my righteous cause. Wow.
Right.
Yeah? And let them see now what he said. Now they got to say something.
Right.
And let them say continuously. What?
Let
I can't hear you. Let the Lord be what?
Let the Lord be
you cannot continually say that
right. And
stay in the same position. You walk through the house and you always let the Lord be magnified.
Yes.
Everything that is accomplished in your life, you say, let the Lord be magnified.
Right. Glory to God.
And he says, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his
Hallelujah.
Servant. Now, prosperity is a praise.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why Satan don't want you to get it.
Right.
Prosperity is a praise. Under God. Wow. So as we look, never underestimate the power of praise. It is the greatest weapon in the spirit realm. You listening? Until, my brothers and sisters, you understand praise and begin to do it, you will never experience total freedom. It's some film on your life blocking something out from you. Praise, remove it. And you shall know the truth of praise and always prevail.
Amen.
And you shall know the truth of praise and always prevail. Powerful statement. I say powerful statement. What did I say? No, before I said that. And you should know the truth. You're not getting off that easy. And you should know the truth of praise. Say it. What I say, praise one? No, what I say, praise one, but I give you the definition of praise. Celebration. You listening? How many of y'all ever been through something that you needed help? How many of y'all have been through something that looked like you wasn't getting no help? You will never have to beg for God's presence or power again. It will always be there. As a praiser. As a praiser. See, a praise keep continued contact with God. Y'all ready for this? Unlimited praise will cause you to live a life of unlimited success. You just become a praiser, unlimited praise. I'm not ashamed of it. You're talking to some people, and all of a sudden, the praise rise up, and you say, hallelujah. Well, they're going to look at you strange because you just went outside the camp. You got to get outside the camp if you really want the full blessings of God. See? Unlimited praise will cause you to live a life of unlimited success. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I just feed y'all and y'all just sit there and eat. And they tell you something real strong. You say, You heard what I said? Unlimited praise will cause you to live a life of unlimited success. Praise blesses the Lord. Praise build your inner man. Praise beats your enemy down. Praise releases breakthrough you can't get no other way. Praise is spiritual electricity, releasing currents from heaven or from earth to heaven and drawing current from heaven to earth. I'll give it to you again. Praise is spiritual electricity, releasing currents, you know, a flow from earth to heaven and drawing currents from heaven to earth. And listen, I want you to listen very close. Heaven can't move on your behalf until earth moves. That's why it's given to you that way. Listen, Praise is spiritual electricity releasing currents from earth to heaven. See, the praise is the current. And when that praise gets to heaven, it draws current from heaven to earth. So if you want the currents flowing, you got to start it.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
It's just like Joshua 1:8 said. The ball is in your court. You make the current flow. When you begin to recognize the importance of you lifting your hand and the importance of you saying, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, God, you've been good to me. When you learn that, you're releasing currents and you're releasing the glory of God, listen, to bring forth demonstration in the earth realm that cannot be stopped. All of you are living below your means. I'm trying to bring you up. Y'all spend too much time on career. Trying to build your career. You better try to build your charisma. Get in contact with God. Get in rhythm with the Spirit. Oh, God can do a lot of things. You get in rhythm with the Spirit. What I say? Praise is a spiritual rhythm. That rocks God's palace. When God hear you praising him, it upset his throne. I got to do something for that person. Okay, if you throw your hand out every now and then, you know. Say he's talking to me. I think it's Mr. Graham, not Billy Graham, who about the telephone. Alexander Graham. He didn't do all the work, groundwork on that. Had other people ahead of him. I'm going to show you the difference between total success and partial success. Other people before him worked that thing up to a T, but as one part was missing, they went to court on it. And what the man had brought invention two, he had intermittent currents. In other words, the currents flow, but it had intermission. It didn't keep a full flow. So you don't want to be talking on the telephone, hello. Then the next word said, yeah, I got that, something like that. You the conversation, you can't do that. So you can't do that with praise. So Mr. Graham took it a little further. That was a screw that needed to be screwed just a little bit more that caused a continuous current. So when they went to court, the man had all this data, but it wasn't working. So they had to give the invention to Mr. Graham. He turned it where it had a current flow. I want you to turn your praise this morning. Don't have no break, have a current flow, and you win. A continued current. The Wright brothers. didn't do that whole invention. But there was a little flap missing that the other man didn't think of. There's a little flap on your praise that you need to put on your praise. It's going to cause you to fly higher. I wish I had some people here. You understand? Yeah, just sometimes it's just one little thing. I'm here trying to put a flap on your praise and get you to turn the screw a little bit. Look at the person next to you and say, I see a change coming in my life. The power of continuous currents of praise. The continuous current of praise keeps supernatural channels open. The continuous current of praise keeps supernatural channels open. Psalm 107 for a minute. Oh my. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Verse says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. What? For he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Verse 2. How many of y'all? The redeemer of the Lord in here. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Whom he has redeemed. From the hand of the enemy. Because you redeemed from the hand of the enemy, whatever going wrong in your life is only temporary. It will have to turn you loose because you're already redeemed from it. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. But the point is, see, this praise is somebody got to say it. You see, heaven only respect what the redeemed say. We got to say something. Notice with me the 8th verse of that opening. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. Oh, that if I get to somebody to praise me. Look at verse 15. Sam Oldman. Oh, that men will praise, he keeps saying it. Praise the Lord for what? And for his what? To the children of men. Oh, if I just get somebody to praise me. Look at verse 21. 21. Oh, that, he keeps saying it. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. You see what he keeps saying it? I said, John, he keeps saying it. You see, he's trying to tell God, when God keeps saying something, he's trying to tell you something. Look at verse 31. Oh, that men would, what? Verse 32. let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and pray. Come on, let's do it. And praise him in the assembly of the elders. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness. He's a good God, isn't he? I said, he's a good God. Now, be seated, get ready to take off. This is what the Spirit of God spoke to me. You ready to hear it? Tell them when they praise me, they will always have access to the possibility zone. And in case they don't believe you, tell them, ask Joshua. In Joshua 6, when the wall of Jericho was still standing. I told Joshua, don't try to beat the wall with a hammer. Praise me. See, sometimes we're trying to beat things with prayer. We're trying to beat it with scripture. But sometimes we need to just stop and say, Lord, I praise you. Be still. And know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. So today, every person on the side of my voice, get full access to the possibility zone. I didn't say singular possibility, I said possibilities zone. By praise. It's a secret. Praise place you in possibilities zone. Walls fall. Red seas open up. Giants are killed with a slingshot. David knew the secret. David kept his praise on. His wife didn't know she went barren. The barrenness of life in the believer is a lack of praise. The wound of your spirit is closed. You can't get impregnated because you won't praise him. He said, if you're ashamed to own me, I have to be ashamed of you. There are some things that you have not been able to get changed in your life. When you listen to the man of God this morning, there are some things you prayed about, you read about, you done everything. I'm telling you that that praise is going to open a zone of impossibility into possibility. Praise him when the sun's shining. Praise him when it's raining and it's dark and it looks like you don't have no way out. That's the time to praise him. I already said it to you, but I won't say it to you again because it's so good. Praise creates unlimited success. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. David knew that. Yes, sir. Here one for you. Praise postpone satanic attacks and accusations and bring them to naught. Satan was aiming to do something to you, but when he got to your house, he found praise. He went back to headquarters. The demon went back and said, listen, give me another son. That woman in that house got her hand up. She dancing. She don't even act like she got a problem. She trusting her God. Listen to what I heard the Spirit of God say. I'm listening. Praise stop you from being P-R-E-Y. P-R-E-Y. Praise stop you from being a prey. There's a lion on the inside of you. There's an eagle on the inside of you. But you'll never fly unless you praise it. And you'll never roar loud enough unless you praise it. When you praise him, I thought this Lord spoke to me this year. When you praise God, it shocks and shut down all fear and failure. Woo! Y'all got anything you want to shut down? It shocks and shut down all fear and all failure. You got anything you want to shut down? Anything been vexing you? Anything you know that God wants you to have you couldn't get? You praise him. And that door, ask Paul and Solomon. I mean, if it take an earthquake, if it take taking 15 companies down, that been established 86 years, God will shake them down. He shook a company down from Carol and I. We needed some money. Made them change their rule just for us. It happened, my friend. It happened. A whole program was changed. Wasn't no other way for it to change unless somebody anointed was in it. I've seen companies shut down. Touch not my anointed. You talking about you? Do my prophet no harm. Now, you listen to this because we got to stop being regular as Christians. Unusual. Uncommon. Unlimited. And his ultimate presence from this day forward will be yours. Your life will not be usual anymore. You will not live another common day. I prophesy. You will have no more limitation. And you will wear and walk in and live in the ultimate blessings. Because you're a praiser. Y'all don't believe me. No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about God. He told me to tell you. Unusual, uncommon, unlimited, ultimate.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You are an eagle because you're made to soar. Stop flapping your wings and hoping you catch a wind. Just soar because you're an eagle. You're not a vulture. You don't have to wait till something died. Tell them as they praise me and recognize their unpotentiality in praise. Tell them favor will flow like the rivers. I feel the Holy Ghost. Ah. favor will flow like rivers, flooding the atmosphere with God's will, plan, and purpose for you. Nobody will never stop you again. Nobody will never stop you again. Sit down and take notes. Let me remind you, forget not. Psalm 103, verse 1 through 2. Forget not. Whenever a problem arises in life, we seem to forget all the benefits that we are now enjoying. Don't just look at the problem. And in every problem, that's an equivalent seed to a blessing. Problem or training ground. Listen to me. Listen. Listen. This is going to set you free for many years. In your next problem, don't strain, train. Yeah, ain't get it? I told him a secret of life. The reason you don't have to strain, you don't have to do it. Learn the lesson. Let God give you a mystery pass. Let God show you a secret way to handle that. So if that ever returned, no problem, no promotion. You'll stay in the same class on the same level. Problems are to work to your advantage. It's another chance for God to show himself strong. You don't have to pray for problems. They're coming, baby. But use them to the glory of God. My God is able. The potential power of praise in your life. Oh my, unfolding, unlocking, unlocking the potential praise. Unlocking. Unlocking the potential praise. Listen, 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 listen. When you forget, turn to Psalm 78, verse 40. Now, it's actually 40 through 72. I ain't got time to read all that. When you forget his benefits, God is provoked to anger. Was there not 10 lepers that were cleansed? Where is the 9 to show some appreciation? You the only one come back to praise me? I got her a house too. I got him a new job too. Why he not here to praise me? Or why they sit there like they done it themselves? I give you all kind of excuses. I don't talk much. I don't do it. But when it comes down to God, I can't give you no excuse. You got to open your mouth. You got to say something. God been good to you, and you gonna sit there and don't do nothing? I mean, just blow or do something, but do something, man. Do something, woman. God been good to us. Didn't I heal 10 lepers? Why only one come back and say thank you? Have not I blessed everybody up in this building? But I'm expecting everybody to give me praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, give it to him. I'm almost through. Kerarabashakata. Rabasata. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Glory. I want to ask a question. Anybody else in your need to cut up because God been good to them? Anybody got a problem that they need to solve? Anybody need a breakthrough up in this house? Anybody need to shout damn and praise his name? Oh, the Lord good. The Lord good. I'm like David. I'm like David. I don't care who don't like it. I can't hold my peace. I got to praise him. He's been good to me. You understand? I got to dance before him. I got to honor his name. He got to be magnified. I got to praise him. Somebody say, I just want a regular service. This is a regular service. Praising God, this is what it's all about. He been good to you? You ain't seen nothing yet. You start praising him. Boy, God, what? God found the people to praise him. He comes in their midst to change everything for them. For the better. Here's your word now. I'm going to read the scripture and I'm going to tell you something. In Psalm 78. Verse 41. Yeah, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. You want me to tell you what he told me? All your limits are taken off you right now. Whatever you tried to do and they told you no, go back again. The limit is taken off. You're not going to even believe this. The Lord going to have to help you. You know, I could best explain this from Joshua 1:8 or from Matthew 18, whatsoever you bind on earth. The move, the ball is in your court. So it says, what you do to God determine what God does to you. And it used Galatians 6:7. Whatever a man soweth, well, he said God is not mocked. You see, With this praise thing, if we stop M-O-C-K-I-N-G God, God will start M-A-R-K-I-N-G us. What mark you want? For everything, get this in your note. For everything, you may be seated a minute. You're standing up, not going to make me quick or late. For everything that must increase, God must be gracefully acknowledged. You got that? It's a secret. Jesus operated in this spiritual technique, often doing his earthly ministry. Notice what he said in John 3:30. Look what he said in John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. Praise is decreasing your flesh and increasing your spirit. That's why your flesh got up so much. I ain't got to do all that. The flesh know when you start praising God, it lose control. Healing come. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Anything you do not thank God for never increases. And you know we're all guilty, right? Huh? So you find out what may have you increase lockdown. Even though you paid your tithe, you sowed your seed, but you didn't thank it. I just need to hear somebody say, thank you. For all the good things you've done for me. Thank you. You woke me up this morning. Clothed me in my right mind. Thank you. You didn't have to do it last night, but all night long. You rocked me in a slumber and a sleep. I didn't know what my heart was doing. My heart was working automatically. My liver and my lung was working automatically because you had your hand on me. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. I was clothed in my right mind and I put my garment on and I came to the house of prayer this morning. I want to thank you. Thank you. I got so much to be thankful for. I heard the other day that God is my mama and my daddy. I say, what? He's a mother for the motherless. Yeah, God is a mother and a father. Who know how to rock you more than God can rock you? Who can take care of a troubling child more than God? I remember when I was a little boy, when I had a toothache or something that hurt me, I just want to get my hand on mama. Daddy was all right. But I got to get to Gladys. What room my mom in? When I got to my mama would put a hand on my head. Look like all heaven. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If I could just get my hand on mama. I got to close, children. Turn with me to John chapter 6, verse 11. Let's prove this. You remember Jesus with the five loaves? And the two small fishes? What caused them to increase? John 6:11. Why are you not increasing? Anything you do not thank God for never increases. See, the disciples didn't know that secret. They're looking at the amount. What are this among so many? Jesus said, Thanksgiving will change it. God can't stand to be thanked without doing something. I think you need to say thank you right now. He just done something for you. You heard that? You heard that? He just done something for you. Did you say thank you? He just increased something in your life. What is good? Thank you. Hold that complaint. Hold that gripe. And use that breath to say, I dare you. I dare you keep telling him thank you. When things look like they're not going right. Thank you. Here's a condition. Five loaves of bread over 5, 10, 15,000 people. And what you're going to do to shift the change? Somebody might need something shifted in their life. The master teacher. He knew just what he did the same thing at Lazarus' grave. He did the same thing for bread that he did with a dead man. He told that God, said, if you only believe, them two sisters there in John 11, if you only believe, you'll see the glory of God. The glory of God. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. The glory of God function on thank you. The impossible becoming possible. Function under thank you. After this day, there'll nothing be able to hold you down. You got the password. What the password is? Oh, thank you. You see it? You see it? Oh, y'all, some of y'all don't believe it. I see the expression on your face. Two words. God has to do something when you say thank you. You heard? Thank you. Listen, get this. Because you never heard this before. Thank you is a secret, short, spiritual channel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That can cause astonishing things to happen. Lord, I don't know what scripture to use right now. And Lord, I don't feel too happy right now. But I just want to say thank you. You talking about a pill that can take care of everything. Thank you. I got the clothes, children. Oh, I feel like preaching and teaching at the same time. I feel the glory of God. I feel that God giving us a secret channel. You can turn on that channel anytime and just say, thank you. That I know Satan can't hold me down. Thank you that this sickness and disease is not going to take my life. Thank you. I'm not going to be in debt all my life. Thank you. I think I'm getting my praise on right now. My whole life about to change. Things about to happen. Woo! That never happened before in my life. I'm about to get my praise on. I'm about to lift my hand, move my feet, shake my body. I want to praise you. You've been mighty good to me. You brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. I just want to thank you. Woo! Hold up. Hallelujah. Thank you. How many of y'all got your answer? I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care who you're dealing with. They are not greater than thank you. And you know, you understand you don't have to tell God everything. Well, let me say it this way. You already know God know what you're going through. Huh? So you don't have to explain it to him. See, I went to church. And the apostle told me to say thank you. So I'm not going to bring all my problems up here to you. I know you already know what I'm dealing with. But I'm going to take a quick move here. And I'm going to say thank you. Now, many things are going to be solved in your life. You understand me? Look at me. Many things are going to be solved in your life just by you saying. See, thank you, listen, has become a revelation to you this morning. Now, how can I say it, Lord? Thank you is a divine receiver. It opens every line in heaven.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Open the vaults of heaven. It's the combination for all that God is. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Releases all that God can do. Where you at, Word of Life? You've been praying about revelation, right? Thank you. No theologian can argue this down. With the five loaves, that John 6:11, Jesus held the bread up and said, thank you, and bread started coming down. Lazarus had been buried, 4 days? The girl says, thank. Now, that's natural. Jesus said, thank you, change the natural. Thank you, reverse the curse. I got two Johns and two Georges. Johns and Georges.
Yes,
I'm talking to you.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget to say thank you. You're leaving here with God's greatest promotion words. You may not, I'm just going to call a number. You may not know what Psalm 15 and 6 say, but it doesn't matter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. When you give genuine thanks to God, you neither ask nor beg. You simply call forth. When you give genuine thanks to God, you neither ask nor beg. You simply call forth. Jesus said in John 11:14, and Jesus lifted his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. At the grave of Lazarus, Jesus repeated to Sam, watch this now, listen, spiritual principle. Thank you, the spiritual principle. Showing us how significant this forgotten weapon is in the miracle, in the working of miracle, bringing about signs and wonders. Jesus gave thanks and then called, and he that was dead came forth. We had it happen in church. There he is right there. Well, I said to the Lord, thank you, John. John been asked that to me. There are the doctors are there. The two doctors back there. I said, God, you know, I need John. Thank you so much. I kept preaching, remember? I'm trying to close, but it's something, you know, I want everybody to get what they need. This next statement, for your position to change. If God must change your position, thank him for where you are now. I remember down at Mount Zion in the heart of Darrow, we had 30, 35 members, but I would thank God for them. Now we go all over the world. Isn't that something? Until you thank God for what you have now, you may never get out of that position. In Numbers chapter 11, you mark this down, 1:33, God gave the children of Israel free manna to eat. And instead of thanking him for it, they complained. Are you a complainer? Don't lie to me up in here. Thank you so much. Tell us, somebody told the truth up in here. When the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them. They had a, listen to me. I'm about to get somebody somewhere. You want to get somewhere?
Yes, sir.
It took them 40 years to make an 11-day journey.
Yes, sir.
It was only 11 days to get where they're going, but their complaints extended it for 40 years. Somebody about to go somewhere here. You see what I'm saying? You about to shorten this journey. You saw something you know God wants you to have or somewhere God wants you to be, and you're trying to get there, but every now and then you complain. I want you to replace that complaint with thank you. And you'll turn a 40-year journey into 11 days. Man, this is some powerful stuff, boy. I'm going to close. Just give me a minute. And while the flesh was yet between I'm in verse 33 of the 11th chapter of Numbers. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, being chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. The children of Israel never thanked him once for the manna. They never said thank you. Nobody had no prayer meeting. So they didn't thank him, so he didn't change their menu for 40 years. Maybe your menu is not changed. And when I say menu, I'm not just talking about food. Because mine's constantly changing. I set out to be an example to you. When it should have taken 11 days to get to the promised land, it took 40 years. If God must change your position, thank him for where you are now. Listen, this is God's secret for changing man's position. What are they? Clothing, but do y'all see how powerful this is? Huh? Do you need a college degree to say thank you? Do you need a big office with a chair that leaned back to say thank you? All right, close. I'll take up next Sunday. Your problem is unsolvable if you didn't get your answer this morning. And the reason it's unsolvable is because of your dullness. You're looking for something else. God already answered you. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. Thank you. You're not thanking him for what you're going through. You're thanking him for you know he's about to bring you out. If anybody needs to come to the altar to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, come right ahead. You are invited.